DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast. Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Those people are the freaks, man.
Rice.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Big Jim. Wait, wait, wait. Hold everything. You mean they actually let that meat rapist on their show full time? I mean, I'm just a computer voice here, but even I know that is fucked up. They should seriously have their heads examined if they think.
Raise a little hell, raise a little hell, raise a little hell.
Samantha.
I am gonna have regular sex with you whether you like it or not.
Not another podcast.
All right. And take two.
Take two.
Welcome to sound. It's not another podcast if we don't have some sort of technical issue.
Really isn't. This is our relaunch.
Yes.
Fourth time's the charm.
We tried our relaunch a moment ago and it just stopped.
Yep. We'll keep an eye on it and see if it does it again.
If it does it again, I think I know what the problem is.
If it does it again, I quit.
I think it was because it was highlighted. But anyway,
yeah.
Welcome. Welcome back.
Welcome. It's, I am James.
I am Bryce.
And I am Big Jim.
No longer Samantha.
That's right. Her lawyers called and spoke to me briefly.
Gave you a cease and desist letter.
Cease and desist. I thought she said cease and incest. That was just a... Stop what you're doing and have sex with a family member immediately. Like, well,
something's not right with that.
Well, I am from Pennsylvania, so the law is really kind of gray on
especially
that.
Especially along those Pennsylvania Dutch.
We also have some guests in the studio that we've never had before, and I'm getting a leg bath from one of them.
Malia, come on, let the man do his show. God. Yes, I know he's got a lot of salt on him, but still.
Yeah.
No, this is great. We're
in Studio 2.0.
Studio 2.0. We now have two official studios for Not Another Podcast.
Yep.
And we are, I'm going to announce it because we've been talking about it, we are possibly gaining a Studio 3.0.
Nice.
Because we are potentially expanding the Not Another Podcast brand. So more Not Another Podcast that people won't be listening to.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic.
Triple the pleasure that no one imbibes in.
Yes.
Yes.
And again, I would like to welcome Jim
to the ranks
as an official member.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Your perks are no longer valid as guest.
Well, okay, so first of all, what perks did I have aside from ritualistic ridicule?
You didn't have to do any work on this. And now we're going to put the whip to you.
Oh, good.
We're going to make you work.
But that's more for fun.
Raised Catholic, y'all are going to have to step your game considerably up. I've been beaten by nuns, family members.
Big Jim!
If that's your sister Pius, bro, seriously, that's going to need a lot of work. It's going to have that wispy, kind of like a female Tom Waits, but with like more cigarettes.
Jim.
I almost choked myself trying to do it.
Yeah, that's because Sister Pius
is...
Well, that's pretty good, yeah.
It's got potential. It's got legs, as we say in the industry.
Top your neck when you do it.
Oh, Jesus. Don't no need to unbuckle your neck. Oh, Jesus.
And he's got it on mic, too.
We'll see if that picked up.
I'm not putting it down. No.
So we've been off the air for...
An extended break.
A month.
Yeah.
Hopefully you listened. We had Samantha and a crew of homeless people fill in for us.
A raving crew. A ranging.
Wandering
crew. There we go. That's the word I'm looking for.
Loners, the unemployable.
They covered our slack for a little bit. I'm getting another leg bath. Sexy.
Well, you've been welcomed into the family, so that's good.
But a lot has changed. Number one, Bryce has uprooted his life.
Yep.
Only to replant the roots.
Not far from where I was.
Jesus Christ.
For those of you who are just curious, Google Earth search Malala and see
you
if
you still won't find.
Yeah, it looks like the opening credits to Blair Witch 2.
Yeah, we were on
Book of Shadows.
We were coming down here. It clearly they were film. This is the road they filmed going into the woods.
Whatever.
We saw a boogie van from the 70s with a bunch of, you know, hopeful, like, you know, sparkly eyed teenagers that were on their way to
there
something.
There was
called
a weird guy who kept.
They were going skydiving. Camp, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's a skydiving place right down the road.
Well, they skydive over that old summer camp that got shut down under mysterious circumstances. Nobody in town will tell us why it got shut down.
With that nice lake.
Oh, dude. Yes.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. Clear. It's like,
yeah.
It's crystal clear.
That's the word I was looking for. That's the word I was looking for. A lot of hockey memorabilia shops around here. A lot of
that was a little odd, but we went with it.
Machete sharpened while you wait.
Yeah,
kind of a thing. You know,
just wait till Friday the 13th comes around here. Everybody just parties and there's bonfires and yeah, I don't know what it's all about, but
well, you got to keep the fires burning. It keeps the demons away.
We did pack that past that old where they would kill cows. Meat processing plant?
Yeah, yeah.
Abattoir?
Yeah, there was a weird guy out there. He was selling head cheese for some reason. But we didn't stop and pick him up because we were in a hurry.
I am lactose intolerable, so I cannot stand for head of any kind.
But yeah, so much has happened that we really need to talk about. We got to start with Deadpool's trailer.
I think we should start with Big Jim.
Spoilers. No, that's gonna take up so much time.
Spoilers, I am the new Deadpool. They just got Ryan Reynolds to voice it. If for some reason...
So you're the Ryan Reynolds body double?
Yes, okay. Clearly. All right. I mean, people have been saying that. I've been in so many malls...
For years.
...for Build-A-Bears.
Ryan Reynolds!
And it just turned
can I get
like,
your autograph?
Jeez, oh, I thought you were, you know, Van Wilder. I'm like, no, it's just Big Jim. Just
well,
Big Jim
I thought it was Ryan Reynolds all the time. When I picked him up today.
Yeah.
And I was like, Ryan Reynolds, what did you do with Big... Oh, it's Big Jim.
Yeah, because I was...
Oh, my apologies.
I was standing on your front steps waiting to kill you, which is why you thought I was Deadpool. Seriously, the one time I show up early for a show, I'm standing there, I'm knocking on the door, and the window's open, and like the screen's there, so I'm just like, if I could shimmy in that window... How? Because I'm imagining, like, for some reason, James got
he
off
would have
work
fallen
early.
To his death.
I would have fallen to my disfigurement.
I could
my
see
death.
Him laying on that rose bush on the on the bottom floor.
He's so cold.
It all hurts. The little fat Mexicans walking by, the little fat Mexican kids that
poking him with a stick.
Yeah, all the.
Are you dead, Mister? Are you dead?
All the pinata sticks are just sort of poking me like, there's no candy coming out of this one. Just this not one's spinal broken. Fluid. That's sweet, but it's not delicious. But I saw something. I don't know. I don't think it's the teaser trailer, but it was.
It's a teaser for the trailer.
And it was supposed to be the one that came out if you went to go see Fantastic Four.
No, that's like that? That's what they're releasing. But no, the trailer is basically it's kind of this. Slow close up while Deadpool is talking, but you don't.
Spoilers
really
for the trailer for those of you who haven't seen it. Spoilers for the spoiler to the trailer
but it's
to the
great
movie.
Because he goes from the studio that for no reason sewed his mouth shut on the last movie.
Yeah,
and five-time Academy Award watcher Ryan Reynolds.
When he got skipped over for the proposal, I felt. That rom-com really just flew under the radar. Nobody saw it but me and several other guys waiting to sell plasma.
In his very first show, he gets fired for mentioning the proposal.
How dare you? That was a fantastic film.
It was actually a pretty decent movie.
But you saw it too?
Yeah, of course
Fag.
I did.
Fag. Jesus.
Betty White, okay?
Yeah, oh God.
There we go.
I will knock the dust off of all of that pussy.
Panning in while he's sitting in a leather chair. I give you
me, Deadpool. So get ready to blow out your collective sphincters, because my trailer is coming tomorrow.
Now there was a trailer that leaked from Comic Con that was fucking epic.
Yeah. They did you see how much of that demo that he made they put in there?
Oh my God!
That
yeah.
whole SUV scene was in there. It was epic.
I wasn't sure, like, so when I first saw that one where he's like sitting on the highway waiting for the bad guys to come rolling by, and there's just like the symphony of gore and sword swinging, and like he lands in the back seat and he starts talking Yang to him. I honestly thought that that was a fan-made video because, the special effects were there, but it seemed just a little too low-budgety for an actual...
Yeah, it was really low-budget.
Yeah,
but it was
and
like,
they did
it
that
was
for
a
reason. It was it was a proof of concept that there was viewership behind this movie.
Yeah.
Because it was
and
all done by Ryan
Reynolds.
It's going to happen
more often, especially with superhero movies and the like. We're going to see... We're going to start seeing proof of concept trailers, so studios will green light certain films.
Exactly.
You know,
did anybody see Ant-Man?
I did. It's fucking great.
It was wonderful. It was a lot better than I was expecting.
Yeah, I think for a lot of people it was a lot better than people were expecting.
It's definitely a good setup for Civil War.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. And I didn't think Ant-Man would be a good film, much less having Paul Rudd as a superhero. But it worked.
He did
out
a
perfectly.
Phenomenal job.
Yeah. And they opened up a lot. Without
Jim doesn't get to go out anymore, so he doesn't know what we're talking about.
What is this going out?
On Netflix one day?
In about 4 years. Actually, probably not, because Disney owns it.
Yeah, it's true.
They won't put anything out for free.
Of course.
No, because they own Avengers, and Avengers was on Netflix.
Probably for a hot minute.
No, it was on there for a while, but yeah.
I'm very certain, though, that Netflix paid more than a pretty fucking penny... For the
I don't doubt it, but the viewership, you know,
probably was really high.
Viewership
exactly.
is so high. What I really liked about Ant-Man, and I'm glad they did it now that I've seen it, is because Hank Pym, the character of Hank Pym, is such a fucking just an asshat.
Yeah,
that it wasn't. I mean, he's in the movie, but he's
not he's
Ant-Man.
Not the he's not Ant-Man. Yeah,
and it's
because really, the Ant-Man that I've heard. Was a wife-abusing douchebag.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Captain America had to put him in his fucking place.
Several
so
times.
I'm glad that they kind of skipped over that and said, okay, we're just going to pass the torch right away.
It's an origin story without being an origin story.
So the movie starts with Ant-Man being kicked out of the battered woman shelter? Is that basically
no, actually,
what you're
it
saying?
Starts with a fucking phenomenal job of making Michael Douglas younger.
Yeah.
Punching out one of the founders of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Nice.
Trying to steal his tech.
Trying to buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
Yeah. It was awesome.
From that one scene, it goes into the movie, and you're like, oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah.
I just know that, you know, I haven't seen the film, so I'm speaking solely from a speculative standpoint.
Spoilers.
Spoilers for the fact that Jim is so out of touch when it comes to modern media. I just got an Etch-A-Sketch. I hear I'll have a phone that can do the same thing very soon. But no, because...
Wait till you get a
PlayStation. And one that doesn't come with a briefcase.
Have you tried Nintendo yet?
Nintendo? That's you just made that word up.
No. You're going to love it, Jim.
Yeah, that'll be out at E1.
That makes about as much sense as creating an
entire
video
game.
Here,
try this. It's a Rubik's Cube.
Oh, I've seen those on the moving picture box that I have in my house. We haven't sprung for the color yet, but the black and white makes the game look better.
You get the idea.
Yeah. But no, I was going to say, with Paul Rudd, having such a notorious reputation for being like a slapstick kind of comic actor, to kind of shift gears like that, there was no ease into
there was
that.
Well, there was funny. Some subtle comedy that he did very well throughout the whole movie. Yeah,
but here's the funny thing: just like Vince Vaughn, Paul Rudd, his career started with dramatic stuff.
Yeah.
Like, people forget Vince Vaughn. Like, one of Vince Vaughn's first big movies was the remake of Psycho.
Yeah.
You know? And he kind of, like, him and Paul Rudd both kind of fell into comedy, and that, like, became their lives. So seeing Paul, like, shift gears and do a superhero movie where, you know, he's carrying a pretty well-known superhero and doing it well.
Yeah.
It was a really nice shift, and it's... I was really reticent about it until I watched the movie, and I was like, wow, he... carries this pretty well.
I'd love to see like a crossover maybe with Ant-Man, Paul Rudd, Vince Vaughn as Colossus, you know, because you've got like this massive strong guy and this tiny little guy, and it's just like, it's not them fight. It's like one's going through a bitter divorce, the other one's kind of there.
It's like a support group.
Exactly, like a bunch of just superheroes.
The Avengers support group.
There's no actual like fighting that takes place on screen. It's always like some guy walking out of a smoldering room. It's like, sorry, I'm so late for the meeting today. I just anyway.
So it's like the TV Shield show.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
They're superheroes, but they're not. Wink, wink. We know who it is.
Well, keeping with the superhero talk, have you seen the official Batman versus Superman trailer?
I have, yeah. I've seen. I think there's two of them out currently.
Yeah.
Well, there's. I think there's like a shorter one and then
the
longer
teaser and then the actual trailer. Teaser. Yeah, the trailer was really good.
Okay, now we've been on record on the show from the beginning that it's too soon to put those guys together.
Yeah.
Now that aside, that trailer looks
fucking awesome. Yeah. Yes.
Quick side note: do you guys remember I Am Legend with Will Smith?
Yes, I love that movie.
Do you remember the scene where he and his German Shepherd dog are hunting in Times Square?
Yeah.
Do you remember on one of the buildings a gigantic Batman versus Superman movie?
Yes,
that was still there, which was like it came out nine years. It came out several years before it would have been when.
I think it was
Christian Bale,
just,
and it would have been
another
slapdick that was in the
last. No, I think it was right after the first Batman came out with Christian Bale. I think they teased it. I think that was a little Easter egg saying that this could possibly be in the future.
Yeah. But I think they were trying to develop a relaunch for Superman at the time.
Yeah.
That Man of Steel movie took a long time to get off the ground.
They did a really good job with that, though.
Yeah, it was It was very Norman Rockwell in the beginning with the flashback stuff,
mm-hmm.
and it was really well done. And then when the action starts, it was everything you wanted out of a Superman movie. But I still believe this.
Krypton fits on a thumb drive. Is that basically the whole process of the movie? Yeah, this little super S thumb drive. You just plug it into an ice mountain, and you can replicate your entire planet.
You're good.
Well, actually more than that. It was the thumb drive was
terabytes.
Actually it was actually Superman. All that data was in his DNA.
Oh. Yeah, they hid it all in him.
So it
basically accessed information that was in him.
So should they ever make a movie where Superman fights Doomsday, every time his stone fist or whatever it is that those protrusions from his fist,
he's killing Krypton.
That's the only thing that can cut a Kryptonian skin. So every time he punches him, like just thumb drives and like
hard drives,
earbuds will fall. It's like
terabytes of people are going to come off of Superman.
It's like an electronic store is just falling out of Superman.
Somebody, like a giant
radio shack. Superman
need more data input.
I still stand behind the fact that they're pushing Justice League way too fast. And
they're trying to play catch up.
Yeah.
But they're not doing it right.
Well, half the trailer for Batman versus Superman is Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
You know?
And she's in it for like a nanosecond. Like you see her skid to a halt, and she's got her sword and her shield, just like I remember from the comic books and the movies, the TV shows.
Wonder Woman sharpening
her sword and her tiny little shield.
Oh, yeah, he remembers those very well.
They kept this young adolescent boy warm on many a cold Pennsylvania night.
I'll tell you what, Linda Carter is as Wonder Woman back in the 70s.
Oh, God.
Fuck, and
I will jerk off right now if you got a rerun on Hulu or something.
But that, especially for the 70s, that outfit she was wearing was scandalous.
Oh yeah, and it was like
warm special places in me.
Bikini bottom, but it was like mom jeans.
It was like granny panties, really bikini bottom. Yeah,
but no, because Linda Carter,
that top barely contained her.
Thank you for thank you for bringing up my masturbatory fantasies. Secondly, thank you for bringing up the fact that Linda Carter did such a great job as Wonder Woman. I think I was listening to one of the other ones, probably like Geek in the City or Chronicles of the Nerd. One of those guys were talking about how they should have Linda Carter play maybe Wonder Woman's
like
mom.
Future Spock,
yeah,
yeah, or like another hierarchy from the Amazonian world, like have her have that like that little wink and a nod, giving her shine because she's dude. When I saw Super Troopers, I'm like, she is still completely 100% fuckable.
Yeah, she is still like even she was in that Dukes of Hazzard movie with Johnny Knoxville, and she was smoking hot.
Yeah, when she was wearing the cutoff jeans, standing there hitchhiking, got into her. No, wait, that was Cooter.
That was your fantasy.
I'm Cooter with a pickup truck, and Linda Carter's rent a car. Her smart car breaks down in the middle of nowhere, and cell phone's got no range. I come tooling up, chest all greased up, medallion swinging in the wind. Hey, Linda Carter, you want
to
look?
He's going to look into Jim's sexual
fantasies. I'm not finished. There's 15 more minutes of impromptu fan pornography.
Hey, good thing we don't have 15 minutes for that.
You want to go? You want to just go? Let him.
I know. I like an audience.
Not in my house.
I want you to watch. I want you to watch slowly.
I like an audience.
Make me watch.
Put that lasso of truth around my cock and just stroke it slow. Stroked it slow, bro.
Better than Viagra.
I think we got the name Lasso of Truth.
Lasso of Truth around my junk.
But no,
and like, wow, we're off to a great start.
Yeah.
getting back real quick, you guys were talking about how DC is scrambling to try and keep up with Marvel.
Yeah.
Because Marvel, I heard before Ant-Man came out, there was a lot of talk like if Marvel was going to have a dud of a movie, kind of like a lot of the DC films that were so overhyped that came out and were just like they kind of fell flat.
Yeah.
This
it would
Ant-Man
be Ant-Man.
Was going to be that. And Ant-Man, even Ant-Man came out and fucking did... I wouldn't say exceptionally well as
it did very well for what everybody was expecting.
Exactly.
I think.
You know, and there wasn't that sense of overhypeness. There wasn't a McDonald's like action figure you get in a Happy Meal. There wasn't a
that's what Deadpool is facing right now.
Yeah.
You know, because
I don't
hype around that movie.
It's really high.
I don't think it's gonna fail. I don't think it's gonna be a flop.
Since they gave it the full R, I'm not worried about it
at all. The full R?
Oh, yeah.
Well, and on top of that...
It got the whole thing.
If you've seen the trailer from Comic-Con, it's exactly like the comic. He breaks the fourth wall.
Yeah.
I love it.
He's totally talking
to
the
they pulled out all the stops for that, because they knew they had to.
Yeah.
If they didn't do him right, they were going to ruin that franchise for him in the future.
Yeah, they would have flopped hard.
Yeah.
And I think Deadpool is a character that, especially because it's Marvel, but Fox owns it.
Yeah.
Fox is really trying hard to keep up with
I hope Wolverine
Marvel
makes a cameo.
There's rumor.
I really hope he does. Even if it's
that.
Just like a fuck you from First Class. That'd be fucking epic.
What cameo?
Wolverine.
Oh, God.
Because Deadpool's just got this hard-on for Wolverine. Yeah.
Well, when they came out with several DC comics they were going to release as to be gay... One of them was Deadpool, I believe, because didn't he have like a huge? Was it? No. I'm sorry. It was Shatterstar. I don't know why those two kind of like crossed over my mind. No, I know because
they're so similar.
Because Don Frost, my internet husband, he loves both Shatterstar and loves Deadpool. And when they found out that Shatterstar was like turned out he was getting like some weird fantasy about him with Judge Dredd. No, fuck.
Just throwing Don under
it was RoboCop and Judge Dredd, all right? We'll just call it good.
I'm not throwing him under the
Robo
bus.
RoboDredd.
That's what happens in the morning. We get to Baby RoboDredd. Shame, and you got to find your cape and your cowl and wander out to your super like high.
And your torso's just wobbling out to your mechanical body.
You know, it's a rough morning. You got to go to like a Jack-in-the-Box drive-thru and you're all hungover. Like, hey, aren't you dead? Like, why don't you shut the fuck up and get me my breakfast?
I had a bad fucking night, all right?
No, I think that I
balls deep in the thing.
I don't think there should be any worry with Deadpool because they are number one. It's kind of a reboot, like Wolverine Origins, whatever.
Yeah,
like
Origins.
That Deadpool doesn't exist.
No, that was a horrible fucking idea.
Well, and I think Fox realized it too.
Yeah.
They were able to with
Days of Future Past. They were able to fix some of their fuck ups from the last ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, seriously. Speaking of Etch-A-Sketches, Days of Future Past was literally that. Where we're just like. We realize just how deeply we
shake it.
We fist fucked that franchise of the X-Men towards the end.
Let's hit the restart.
Yeah,
it's like we're going to throw so many villains and so many heroes at the fans are going to have no choice but to love them. Like, yeah, but if you put too many spices in a good stew, the stew turns to crap.
Yeah.
So when Days of Future Past came out, they're like, okay, we're going to take this a little slower, and we're going to actually reboot it the way it's supposed to be done. And that's the other problem too that DC faces is. There's no continuity with their characters.
Yeah.
Same person that played Wolverine is the same guy that's playing Wolverine now.
Yeah.
Huge Jackman. which is, again, another one of my mass
Well, yeah, fantasies. And it's like, we've had Christian Bale as Batman for, you know, what was it, 10 years?
I'd say
like
the most successful Batman franchise to
Oh, years, yeah, by far.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
By far.
But, okay, so DC's got two problems. Number one, Ben Affleck is Batman, which I will say now that I've seen the trailer, I'm okay with. Because he's playing Frank Miller's Batman.
Yeah. I read something, and I really wish they would have done this. They should have released a photo of the actor in the Batman costume and had people guess who it was.
That's a
brilliant
idea.
To see how good they did at covering up the actor to turn him into Batman.
That's actually a very brilliant idea. I don't know why you weren't tapped. For that advertisement,
well,
100%.
I wish I could take the credit for that, but I saw it online and I was like, "That is fucking genius."
Truths. I want to live in lies.
Here's
Bryce
the
came up with that
though.
Idea.
Are they tying? Are they going to tie Christian Bale's Batman into this new Batman.
My guess is they're just going to just blow it off completely and say that he's always been.
Yeah.
Because it's too complicated. Yeah, it'd be too complicated to try and tie him together because it's not Nightwing.
Well, and if you do that, then you've got the problem with Affleck versus Bale's Batman. And I think...
There's a movie I'd see.
Yeah.
Affleck versus Bale? Oh, my God. Dueling Batman.
The Darkening.
Swear to me! You swear to me! It's not your fault. Oh, that was Good Will Hunting. Sorry. The ghost of Robin
Matt
Williams
Damon.
Returns for one last.
I think that they're
Matt Damon
off,
needs to make a cameo.
I think you're right, though. I think they are going to just blow up like this.
Yeah, they have
this
to.
This
happened
just, in a separate
yeah,
universe.
Yeah, this is a different universe. Just forget about it.
I do like how they're tying it together, and you can see it in the trailer that Bruce Wayne was actually in Metropolis during Superman and Zod's fight.
Yeah.
So he's got... some real, like...
Reasoning. Yeah. Because I was wondering that, too. I was like, why the fuck is he going to fight him? But now that they've shown that, it kind of ties it in.
But they're doing what they did in the comics, and that Batman has never trusted Superman.
Yeah.
Because Superman is so powerful, if he wanted to, he could basically subjugate the entire Earth and not be
nothing,
opposed.
Nobody could do anything,
and
yeah.
So they're going with that line. By the end of the film, they're going to have a shaky...
Alliance,
yeah, which is going to lead
truce.
Into... But it's like, how do they get there? Because at least three quarters of the movie is going to be them fighting each other.
Yeah, I think that's what they're going for, is they're going for the high-intensity parts of Man of Steel when he was fighting Zod and his generals.
But it's like, right now, the only bad guy they have set up for it is Lex Luthor. So is Batman and Superman going to team up against Lex Luthor?
And which Lex Luthor do we get? We get the poor man's Michael Cera. We get the fucking Zombieland Shlomo fucking...
Here's the thing, though. He actually works in the trailer as a... To me, he's like portraying if Mark Zuckerberg were truly evil.
That's probably what they're going for.
Wait, what do you mean truly evil? The guy has billions, literally B with a billion.
Yeah, but he doesn't have land. And everyone knows Lex Luthor's driving force is to be a land baron.
But when he bought his Asian bride, I'm not sure what website he went through. Talking about Zuckerberg, not Lex Luthor. Please don't sue me, Luthor
No,
Corp.
Luthor's got an Asian
Lex
bride,
LexCorp,
too.
Yeah, please don't sue me, LexCorp. But at the same time, you know... He proposed to his Asian mail order sex sleeve with not a diamond, not like a precious stone, it's like a ruby. He got it out of a claw game that he actually bought the arcade. Punched.
They just throw Asian women in there.
No, he bought. Well, that's not where he got his girlfriend because that claw has been outlawed. They just after the Michael Vick dog fighting thing, just like we can't do this shit anymore. Sorry, guys. But okay, real quick though, I also want to toss in there because our nerd cock is fully erect, the nerd staff. The Suicide Squad trailer
that
also came out.
That was the other point I was going to make.
And there's a part where it's really quick, but there is a Batman character that's in there throwing hands. There's somebody else also dressed as a Batman character, like a Batman hoodie. Seriously, doubt it's the same person, but there's a legit Batman character. Because supposedly he
is
and
it the same studio, or it's a different one?
No,
isn't it? Yeah.
No, wait, no.
Well, if they have the Joker,
Warner
then
Brothers
have to
owns
be.
DC, yeah. So I think it will be the same studio. So they have, and they haven't said one way or the other, but it could be Affleck as Batman.
Yeah,
and they because
I heard
really
they were talking
smart
about
if they
a Batman
did
standalone. I heard that they
well,
were
they
getting ready
to
do it.
They need to.
Yeah.
If they're gonna reboot
Batman.
Affleck as Batman, he needs to be able... We need to see if he can carry his own
we
film.
We need to see him fight Mr. Freeze again.
But only if it's Schwarzenegger. Like old, melted Schwarzenegger.
But not like all... Like basically, Schwarzenegger's head in a jar on a spider body.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like stealing from Doc Ock, but he's like a full-on, like, you know, like... Okay, let's think for a second. Who would be the worst actor to throw into the Batman role for the Suicide Squad fucking movie? Because obviously it's a Suicide
Michael
Squad...
Sarah.
Well, no.
to play Batman?
No, yeah,
Can you do Sarah doing Batman's voice?
Oh shit! I don't have enough booze.
No, Aziz Ansari.
Oh,
as Batman?
Yeah.
Hold the fuck! No, I refuse. I love me some Aziz Ansari.
But as Batman?
Yes. What other role could
a
man
skinny
possibly?
Batman?
The skeeviest Batman ever.
I could see him more as Spider-Man, but not Batman.
He's got a pouch on his utility belt that just says snark or sarcasm. And he throws a bunch of pills on the ground. This puff of smoke comes up. And the guy just gets paraded.
Did you see that they cast Spider-Man for Civil War?
Yeah, I did.
I'm okay with it.
I am too.
He looks like... I'm cool with it. Like, I love...
I wish they would have kept... young enough.
I wish they would have kept... Garfield.
Yeah. But this guy is younger. He looks more like Peter Parker from like the Ultimate Comics.
Yeah.
Which is what they're going for. Which is what Amazing Spider-Man was, but they're going more towards that.
Yeah.
While tying in with Civil War. I've also seen some poster artwork that's supposed to be for Civil War. I don't know if it's legitimate or not, but it's basically Captain America and Iron Man pulling on Spider-Man's arm, because everyone knows in Civil War, Spider-Man was like the deciding factor.
Yeah.
You know, like... both sides were trying to get Spider-Man. Because Spider-Man had the most to lose in all of the whole Civil War deal. Because it was basically, they were registering. They were coming out and saying, this is my secret identity.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man did so, and then ended up losing everything.
Yeah.
You know?
That was a great sitcom, by the way, back in the day.
Spider-Man loses
it. No, My Secret Identity.
My
Tell me someone in this room remembers that TV show, My Secret Identity.
Nope, no clue.
You guys are fucking... dicks.
Some of us have souls still.
Oh, I have a soul. I just choose to fill it with useless late 80s, early 90s sitcoms. You know, like Parker Lewis Can't Lose,
right, Cheers,
and Beans Baxter.
Speaking of casting information, we were
just... wow, we're just going to breeze.
Yep.
Jim, just shut the fuck up. Put some more vodka
Welcome
in your
to
mouth.
The show, Jim.
Yeah. I'm sorry, put some more rum in your mouth.
That's what happens as a member.
Yeah, your credibility,
I know,
your
gone.
Shiny little like visitor pass, I wipe my ass with those now.
We ignore you at will now.
So when do we bring my wife to be in then? Because that's all she does day in, day. She's perfected the art of like, uh-huh, yeah, babe, whatever you say, okay. Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pat on the head.
Pretty when you're quiet.
She's going to be on
Pretty
the next episode. I know you've seen this, but casting news for Game of Thrones, two major roles.
Yes.
Or Game of Thrones major, two?
Two major stars
characters
have been cast. Ian McShane and Max von Sydow for Game of Thrones.
Yeah. I heard that Kit Harington was photographed in the airport of where they're filming.
Oh, dude, everyone
so he's,
knows he's coming
he's coming back.
Everyone
the
knows.
Question is...
it's not a secret.
The question is how and why.
How
but they're not going to kill him off yet.
No. Well, he doesn't die in the books. I mean, he gets stabbed in the books, but fucking Martin came out and said, no, he's not dead.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, well.
They'll give him a dragon.
It's no secret. Once Martin let the cat out of the bag, there's no secret. It's like,
well, he doesn't care. He owns it all.
Yeah.
He's leasing it to
HBO. Well, he probably gets a lot of money from, you know.
The books.
And people might jump off if Jon Snow is killed.
Yeah.
No. I need the money.
Yeah.
He'll bring him back as the voice of one of the dragons, kind of like dragon. Like Dragonheart style. I'm the last of my kind.
Jedi Ghost Snow.
Working a possible Scientology angle. Come on, it writes itself. It's brilliant.
Game of the Jedi Order.
in a land not long ago.
I am kind of shocked that we haven't gotten a full-on trailer
for Star Wars. Yeah.
Even the last trailer... teaser, which was a longer teaser, is still not a full trailer.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious as to what he's...
I kind of hope
we don't get a trailer, though.
Based on the footage that I've seen from Comic-Con, where it's all like the full-on, like, them showing them using practical effects, and actual Muppets, not that bullshit green screen fucking stuff that we've gotten in the previous movies. Which is literally, they don't come right out and say it, but they literally just said... We're not gonna fist fuck this franchise the way the first three movies did. We're getting the real...
I go with the first one. I thought two and three weren't too bad.
But when you're dealing with that much, when you're relying on that much CGI, it takes so much away from the actor's ability to kind of relate to the scene.
Yeah,
because they spent
you can't feel
it half the time that they spent on CGI with the actual story. We would have gotten a better story, but I think Lucas was just... He had such a hard-on for CGI, and he felt that he could make a better set of movies than he did back in the 70s when he had to rely on, you know, practical effects. I think he was just jonesing to see what he could do, that he didn't stop to think if he should.
Yeah.
Well, where's that from? Not if we could, but if we should. Where is that from? What other famous sci-fi franchise is that from?
Dune.
Jurassic Park. And it was Goldblum who said it.
I like what they're doing. Like, J.J. Abrams is coming out and saying, look, of course we're going to use CGI, but we're also going to go back to what made Star Wars great,
yeah.
And that we're using practical effects, too.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to get the Star Wars we should have gotten with the prequel
Not
trilogy.
The Star Wars we deserve?
We don't deserve
We got Jar Jar Binks up the ass.
Awesome. God damn it.
Jar Jar Binks up the ass. There's a sign over in Canby, speaking of that, that says, what does it say? Welcome to Canby, better than Gotham. What the fuck?
Nothing is better than Gotham.
That's good by a very little amount.
I just thought it was funny.
Your parents won't be murdered in front of you walking home from a play or something.
But they will be murdered in front of you walking home from the roadie.
They'll die of contaminated meats or like Monsanto or like, you know, just something like a weird stroke that would take place.
Well, I think we should shift gears because we're getting onto the backside of the show, and I'm really anxious.
Ew.
Because the last time we talked to Jim was right before he
I went to prison.
Pre-father.
Yeah. Pre-father Jim. And
let's get a post-fatherhood update.
Post-father. You've been a
so
father
what's your,
for
what's
over
what's your cumulative
a month
sleep
now?
For the last month? About 4 hours?
Jesus.
The sound
that's why
you
he
hear
lives,
this is
why he lives
so
on,
deflating.
That's why he's got a 46-pack of Red Bull next to him.
I'm just mainlining him right now, bro. I've got a soft spot, much like my daughter, in the back of my head. I'm just like... I'm taking those 5-hour energy drinks. I'm just shoving them in my ear, and I don't even open them. I just shove them open with the lid on into the ear. Turn it until I can hear the liquid start to flow. You know, kind of like the City Alpha 5 eels. Like,
yeah.
It's like, you know, this is City Alpha 5. I will say this for those of you who don't have kids yet, or if you
good
you know,
for you,
yeah, or don't plan to ever. It
don't
is
do it.
Having children is children. Is like
children.
It's like the Peace Corps. It's the toughest job you'll ever love.
Yeah,
you know, because when they're quiet and they're peaceful, or they look up at you,
it's
and
wonderful.
They smile, it fills your heart with joy. And when they start screaming,
the other
and crying and shitting all over you, and the things you paid top good money for, you know, all that stuff. That's when you're just like, I can kind of see why some babies end up in a river, you know. Talking about Moses here, okay? He ended up in some bull rustles. But
he had a wicker basket. Arguments. He was fine.
Wicker.
And what's really sad is I know, like, I work with people who are parents and stuff. And Jim, I wanted to warn you before, but I felt you knew what
yeah,
you were getting
why give
into.
Me any kind of preparatory, yeah. Fuck you, let's let the trumbling simple
let's throw him
car.
In the river and see what happens.
Well, yeah. The thing is you've got so much in store over the next 5 years of your life until they really start becoming self-sufficient to an extent are going to be some of the most horrible.
Wait, what do you mean self-sufficient? The kids
like
is,
they can get up
yeah,
and
no, I
go
know
to
the
bathroom
I know
the
term
themselves.
Self-sufficient means. I'm saying that what do you mean that my kid currently, maybe a month and three quarters, isn't already self-sufficient? She can lift her head. She can do squat thrusts.
She can already shave.
She's got a okay. warrant for
she
her
have a
arrest.
Job yet?
She's a warrant for her arrest in Tigard. Okay? She's enlisted in the Army.
Well, she's definitely her father's
she's
daughter.
Registered to vote.
Yeah, she's enlisted in the Army. She's in the infantry.
She's got her CDL, all right?
Infantry.
Thank you for catching what I'm picking up what I'm putting down. But, you know, honestly, there's so much. When I look at her beautiful little face, I see so much of me kind of in there, and I'm just praying to God it's the good shit. And not just the mountains, like the fucking full of Mordor fucking mountains, the fucking, where the dwarves live?
The Shire?
The Lonely Mountain.
Oh, dwarves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The big Iron Mountain, that level of just full on just failure and self-hatred and drug addiction and booze. Like there are like a small amount of good things about me. And I appreciate you guys bringing me on here to ridicule the other part. But still, those things do exist. I do have good aspects to my personality, as is my wife-to-be.
You're a fantastic cook when it comes to brisket.
Thank you. Thank you. I am meat incarnate. I'm chili con creepy, is what I am.
We have another name for the show.
Chili con creepy. Tune in, folks. But yeah, so it boils down to, I never thought I was going to be the kind of person that would be like dad material. Kid material, yes. I had gotten that down to a simple science. You know, I'm used to having people take care of me and make all major decisions for
me.
So
you just flip the roles and you're good to go.
Yeah, well, it's easier said than done, unfortunately, because now it's like I have to make decisions. I have to do stuff and not do stuff, like get the kid, you know, leave the kid accidentally at a porn store or something, or
whoops,
you know, strap her to the roof of the car because there's no more room for beer in the back. Like, you know, you got to put the baby first before your vices and your demons, and there's very little wiggle room in there for her right now. But I'm cleaning up my closet, Eminem style. I'm cleaning up my closet, trying to find some time and some space for this little one to be a part of our
life.
Have
you made any major, not even major, have you made any mistakes in handling the kid yet?
Kids do not like the taste of Clorox bleach. I've... What? It's true. Bring me a baby right now and some bleach. Bring me a baby, some fucking bleach.
Got a bottle of bleach you
I
can
will
try.
Prove my point. Don't laugh at me. This is the God's honest truth.
You haven't dropped her down the stairs or anything like that yet?
Dropped? No.
Set down hard.
Encourage with velocity.
Hard landing.
Yes. Encourage with velocity. Just, there you go. I believe you can fly.
You changed a fair few diapers, I would guess.
Oh, you know what? Here's
You've
the thing.
Seen some shit.
There's seen some shit. I've had it in my hand, in my Joey Sinfield.
He's probably had
hand.
It in his mouth too.
You know,
it's everywhere.
One of my favorite.
It's in my raccoon wounds.
One of the first. Oh, you are a soulless human being. One of the first moments in my life where I truly could look down this beautiful little ray of beautiful and amazing, and realize that not only is this baby, you know, mine and part me, but you know how much I love this kid. We had taken the baby to what I call the lactation station or the lactation coach, and this woman was all about breastfeeding, and she's one of these weird women that are like very adamant about their job, but you can clearly tell have no children of their own. So what the fuck are they going to tell me that I can't get from some fucking Wikipedia page?
You couldn't
page?
Stop looking at her breasts, could you?
Look, leering with intent, I think. No, this woman had like tits, like a sad, frowny clown face. Like it was just...
Oh, sad clown.
Yeah, just like tits just sort of like... Like if her chin was the nose and her eyes were the mouth or whatever. I don't know, I got that mixed up. It's a, she's a weird clown.
Those eyes was the mouth.
We have Obamacare. Thank you, Obama, for the care that we're receiving. But anyway, so we take her to the lactation station for the first time, and Malia's talking to the coach and everything else, and she's referring to her as mom and me as dad, which I'm just like, that's really creepy and familiar. Like, you don't fucking know me, bitch. My girlfriend could have fucked any number of men to make this child. You don't know it's specifically mine.
I'm a very distant cousin.
I could just be in a very weird part of an Airbnb situation where I'm like, by the way, I got to take my kid to the lactation coach. Would you mind just pretending to be the father?
This
for like,
could be the worst drunk I've ever had. I just wandered in on the street.
I will give you free...
What's going on in here?
I'll give you free croissants for the rest of the time you're staying in my house if you just pretend to be my fake husband for like a hot minute. So we go in there and she's like, okay, Dad, I need you to take baby over here and... you know, take off her onesie and actually even take off her diaper because we want to weigh her, make sure that the weigh is 100% accurate. So, you know, I strip her all down and Malia and the lactation coach are talking. And so I get her all like, you know, like as God intended in the biblical way, completely naked. I got a hand behind her neck. I got a hand under her butt and lifting her out of like our little changing area, kind of like a Lion King.
I was going to say like Lion King.
And then she farted in my hand. And not just like a
wow,
little
she's
fart.
She's definitely your kid.
That's what I knew. That's what I fucking... I'm just like, that's my fucking girl right there. I'm so proud. She... It was one of those weird farts. Have you ever been in school sitting on like a wooden desk chair? And like you fart... For whatever reason, like the wood just amplifies it. Not the smell, per se. But just the sound. Yeah. It's reverse, like a cello. Or like a violin.
You're killing Bryce over here.
It's an empty wooden box, which is like that comes out. And you were just hoping for like a one cheek sneak. You just wanted like a little squeaker, little like, you know, silent but awesome kind of fart. But no, she's in my hand. I'm cupping her little tiny little butt cheeks in my hand, And the way my big doughy sandwich eating hand is shaped
amplifies it.
Oh God! It was
thank
like,
you for using sandwich eating hand.
That was solely for you. So I'm sitting there, I'm holding her, and I've got my hand kind of cupped like you have like a smartphone with a shitty speaker on it and shit. And she farts, and it like stopped the conversation dead in its tracks. And I was just so just enamored of the fact that like, this is my squatling. This is my child. This
crotch
is my
fruit, if you will.
Yeah, this is my crotch fruit. You know, plucked fresh from the earth that day. You know,
she came from my shame stick.
And when I looked down at her, I smiled.
Out the magic baby door.
Says the two guys that have no children in the room.
Yep.
That they know about.
Just I know saying. I have none.
I've been to the mall a couple of times, James. I've seen a couple of kids hanging out near the Sparrow.
I
looking just like you.
I will not deny that there's a possibility.
You fling a lot of seed, bro. You fling a lot of seed. You're fertile people. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have a brother and a sister, and I have a lot of stepbrothers and stepsisters.
Okay.
Because mom was active.
No, she's fertile, which means you're fertile too. So if you
that would be half, but I have step.
Okay, what?
Steph are from outside.
Yeah, I know, but just the way that sentence was crafted.
Well, you said she was fertile, and
he's a wordsmith. Damn it,
she birthed more.
Yeah, but your mom birthed more. Well, yes, you got like you know half, you know, which is obviously just from or whatever step from the dad side or whatever. But still, you know, I have a feeling like if you looked at a woman longingly enough for a long enough period of time, they would become impregnated with your mental eye seed.
You might be pregnant now. You might want to.
Well, look
there's
at this.
There's a lot of eye contact going on.
84th trimester, right? I didn't know. If you see me eat one of them bomb burritos from the corner store, you'll feel a kick. It hates that goddamn jalapeno cheese kebab shit that I'm putting in
Chipotle.
There.
Chipotle.
So now that your daughter is here,
yes.
I know you well enough to know that you've gotten reflective and you've. Is there
gotten
something?
Reflective? What do you mean? No, I mean
you've become a mirror.
Oh
no!
Well,
I mean,
I am shiny.
You were just talking about that. You're hoping that your daughter has less fail in her than you do.
Yes.
So is there something? Is there something that just really frightens you? You know, is going to come in the future and just has got you panicked. You don't know how you're going to handle it when it comes up.
In all certainty, my main fears are not so much lying with her, but with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And just in the fact that because, okay, real talk here, I'm going to put the flag up or whatever. How I was raised, what I went through growing up was very traumatic for me. It wasn't just from being at the Catholic school that I went to, but also in my home life. You know, I experienced being a part of a broken home at like age like 7. My half-sister, to this day, refuses to have anything to do with me or my family, you know, and so seeing all those horrors that have gone through with me and talking with Malia and hearing her level of horror stories that she went through, which dwarf in magnitudes the shit that I've been through, I will not speak to those things because that is not my right,
yeah.
But I will simply say this, yeah. She comes from a similar background. Here's the thing, though, when two people like that come together and they want to raise children, it is with the noblest of intentions. However, I've actually also seen the other side of that, which is you get two parents that do everything for the kid.
Yeah.
And the kid never really learns to develop for themselves because you don't want to have to put them in any kind of situation that's similar to what it is that you went through.
Yeah. Yeah.
So based on that, my main fear is that I will not have the ability to sort of stop being the friend and start
and being a parent. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and she is on that in that boat as well. But because we're able to acknowledge it now, the fact that we are able to know that that is a potential roadblock.
You can start preparing for it when
absolutely, yeah.
When it comes.
You know, and we don't know where it's going to be or how it's going to be, you know, and we even talked so much, you know, because, it, you know, because gay marriage is now a thing. She's like, well, what would you do if your daughter decided one day that she wanted to be gay or that she realizes that she's, you know, she wants to be with the same sex partner? I'm just like, well, not change one iota the fact that she's still my blood,
your daughter.
Still my family.
Yeah.
I will love her. I will fight for her. I will defend her. I will protect her in every possible conceivable way. But at the same time, we got to be a point, and that's the toughest part of being a parent, is stepping aside and being like, no, baby, this is one fight I cannot fight for you. This is where you got to step up. You got to grab the lasso of truth and the shield and the tiny sword and the halter top and the granny pants, mommy bikini thing or whatever. And you got to step out there and you got to be that wonderful woman that we know that you're one day going to become. Letting go of that is going to be the scariest and the hardest thing because right now it's so easy.
Yeah.
Just don't smother her in her sleep. That's the only fear. Because, okay, real quick, we have a bassinet for her. A beautiful bassinet. It's got a little motorized mobile that goes around. It's got a little light that's not too bright so it won't blind her in the middle of the night. And we can actually see and make sure that she's still breathing, which terrifies the shit out of me. When infants sleep,
I can only imagine.
So close to death, it is terrifying. I'll poke her.
You'll wake her up and she'll start crying.
The thumb
push pin
to the finger pin.
Yeah.
The finger just, give me one. Okay, still alive. Sorry, baby. I'll bake you a cake right now. I just want to make sure that you're still drawn.
I'll buy you a Cadillac.
Yeah, whatever you want. So, you know, we got this beautiful bassinet and it's got all these awesome things. And actually, the thing will actually vibrate. It's a vibrating bed for a baby.
I'm kind of surprised they don't have like a heart rate monitor for a baby. That you can plug
that's
into
a brilliant
the
fucking idea,
into
dude.
Like the bassinet. Patent, you just like
not another
put on their put on their finger or something, or just because I'm sure it can sense the heartbeat through the
yes you do yeah.
through
your full
the
partner now.
Yeah through the mat or something. It could sense like a heartbeat.
Yeah, or at least give like a small LED screen that you can sort of press and be like, okay,
yeah.
baby, not dead yet. kind of thing. Skull and
yet.
It's a skull and crossbones, but the skull's got a smile on it. So it's like, baby's not dead. You're still a
when
decent
it frowns,
parent.
You yeah. need to get in that nursery.
But so we got this bassinet for her, and it was perfect, and you know we thought it was great, and we moved the bedroom around. So we actually fit it next to the... Yeah, I'm a public speaker, obviously. So we put it next to the
bed. They were going
to
use the bathtub, but they realized showering would
be a little difficult.
We have these... We've got so many, like, empty buckets of lye just sitting around the house. I'm like, babe, why don't we just plug a little blanket down, maybe hose it down a little bit, make it moist so that she's used to her similar environment, and just lay her there amongst the lye residue and just let her do her thing. Suddenly, I'm the bad guy, and CPS is going to get called, and oh, my God. You know, but anyway, so she doesn't want the bassinet at all. She doesn't want to be apart from us. So for the first, I'd say, week or two, we'll just have her in the bed between us. Now, we have a king-size bed. I am Big Jim size, which is, if you can stack fail upon sad, I'm that big. Malia is...
You're not that big.
Ouch. Wow, really? Self-deprecating? Sorry, fatty. You don't meet those criteria.
You're more fail, sad, trying.
Well, it's, that compliment couldn't
take
come more left-handed. Yeah,
just take it as what it is. Face
thank
value.
Thank you, question mark? So anyway, so we had her in the bed with us for a while, and it was the most terrifying, you know, barely night sleep that I would have.
Yeah,
because
you'd be afraid you're going to roll over.
Exactly.
Even no matter what size you are, you're going to be terrified that you're going to roll over onto them.
But I don't want to be like, what is it, what was the movie with Morgan Freeman as the president? Oh. Not Armageddon. It was the other one that came out.
When Abyss Has Fallen?
No. That's the one where the president gets captured. No, the one where Tay Leone and her dad are sitting on a mountaintop when that giant water, like the giant monsoon is coming. Oh, God. The meteor? No.
Impact?
Impact. There
Deep
it is.
Deep Impact.
Deep Impact.
That was the porno version. But
bow wow.
Standard white man impact is basically what I'm afraid of. Because... You know, like, I don't want her to be like, oh, I'm sleepy, I'm counting sheep, so I'm about ready to drift off. And then, like, the street light from the window gets eclipsed as, like, this, like, mountain of, like, burritos and everything that ends in O. It's like, forms this wave of meat
Daddy,
and stink.
No!
And Daddy's too drunk on the happy sauce to be like, oh, whatever. Learn to swim or sink to the bottom. I'm the same either way. I'm as constant as time. So we were terrified for like a good week and a half. And so Malia and I go to the store, Toys Babies R Us, and we find this thing. It's called a co-sleeper, and it's for the baby, for the bed. And
it's like a basket. Or like it's a parent wall.
I actually refer to
it. Not a parent wall.
I figure it more as like a litter box for babies. Let me finish.
I got a
litter,
cat litter
we
box.
We fill with litter in case she piddles in the night.
Some pellets.
And we can just sort of scoop out the soil and just leave her there. Yes, it's a little uncomfortable, but you won't be smothered to death by Unky Dad's giant man tits covered in fur like a sleeping bag from a really awkward Boy Scout trip. So we put this
second time on the show you've killed Bryce.
Well, he's undead, so he'll respawn soon, somewhere nearby. So we get like this co-sleeper, we put it there in the middle between us, and it works like gangbusters. She loves it. There's even a little speaker built in there, and you can play this like little lullaby kind of like music.
Or you could play Slayer.
Oh my god, I want to so bad. I'm like, okay, this is Seasons of the Abyss. Daddy's Dead favorite
skin
song.
Mask.
Dance. I put that on Facebook, I think, once. I'm just like, you know, so I'm playing the classics for my daughter, you know, Metallica, you know, Slayer.
Yeah.
Dance with the dead in your dreams. Listen to their hallowed screams. You're getting tired, aren't you?
They need to make a lullaby version of it.
I think there is.
I was in California a couple months ago, and we were walking down Venice Beach, and there was this guy that had Reggae for Babies playing as he was walking down the beach. And he followed us for like a fucking mile.
I think there is like Metal for Babies.
Yeah.
They call it Maybes. Maybe she's gonna go for it. Maybe not.
Baby Metal, but that's actually a Japanese band.
Yeah.
No. I was introduced to that.
Big Jim's favorite band of all time.
Dude, my cock grew a mullet that threw the devil horns with a ball. It was amazing.
And then you immediately went to prison.
Yes. I didn't commit a crime. I'm just like, sooner or later, you're going to want me here. I'm just showing up now. Sir, without a crime, we can't, you know, submit you.
There'll be one.
I'm just submitting myself.
Yeah. You ever see that movie with Tom Cruise in it, the one with the precogs? Yeah, just go ahead and call one of them, because odds are Dan's going to cause some trauma in the future.
This is going to be a bad time.
Let me just do my time now, so when I do the crime, I can just walk away.
I brought my own cuffs.
I wanted to say earlier.
They're furry. Hey, boys.
I'm going to follow that with this, but I wanted to tell you earlier...
That you're a horrible father.
No, that I have... Knowing you the way I do and how deeply you care for people in your life...
Yeah.
I have every confidence that you're going to be a really good dad.
I agree. Oh. I don't even... I mean, we know each other through the show, but I don't know you on a very personal level, but I can tell that you're going to do everything you can for this little girl.
That motherfucker's going to try and make me cry on episode one. For real?
Reboot,
I mean,
reboot.
Seriously.
I'm
saying because...
Honestly,
I know your backstory. And
thank you both very much for that compliment.
Of course.
That means... I can't even tell you what that means to me, hearing that.
There's definitely going to be trials, but we know you're going to do...
So many trials.
We know you're going to do what you can.
Dick Wolf is going to just come in.
Chris Hansen.
So write
Chris
more
Hansen's
episodes.
Just waiting. Yeah.
No, but knowing you the way I do and hearing you on this show say that you and Malia have talked about it and you've talked about your worries and knowing how well that you two communicate with each other that I know, just like me and my
that's
wife,
a huge
Bryce
part.
And his wife,
when
you have...
Wait, how much do you talk to Bryce's wife? Bryce, you should... Figure this shit
Bryce
out.
I'm not
wife.
Worried about that.
You know, I heard you talking about...
Clearing out your ears.
All I hear is one thing.
Yeah. Okay, everything that I said about him being...
I want mono on stereo. You're a great father, but a shitty human being. Fuck
you.
You're great with kids, but with adults, you're a piece
you're
of
terrible.
Shit.
I know that the key to anything is communication. That, it always comes down to communication. And the fact that you both, especially coming from similar family backgrounds...
Yeah.
Having that between you and being able to talk about it with one another and knowing what you're going to be facing as parents. I mean, it's always different, you know, for every couple.
There's always
going
to be new situations as well. You're not going to be able to plan for everything.
But knowing that the two of you can talk about it and decide as a couple what the best course of action is.
And it sounds like you both are on the same page for a lot.
You're right, Bryce,
I think I have every confidence that this kid's not going to turn out to be you.
Wow. We call that long way around the barn, folks. When you've got that shotgun shell waiting for Old Yeller, but you don't quite have the heart to put it right there in the back of his head. When
as
Lenny,
long as Harrison Ford isn't behind that barn.
Get off my plane.
Good game, Jim. Good game.
Attaboy.
Way to hammer that nail.
Am I going to get more acting work because of this? Probably not. But you will be seen on TV, trust me.
Come to my trailer, I'm going to teach you how to mouth fight.
I'm not going to start off with my mouth because my mouth's well trained. We'll start off with something a little bit lower. Let me unbuckle the belt. Regarding Henry III, The Awakening. Well, thank you, James, for that that compliment that wraps around a dog turd that I will place in my soul for all time. But yeah, like I said...
No, real talk, though, Jim. I am not worried about you being a father at all.
You should be. You so should be.
I'm more worried for the guys that try and date your daughter in the next...
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing, though. With that...
16 years.
None. And I don't plan on buying any either. I plan on...
He's just going to whittle a knife.
First of all, Malia, as we... I'm going to sharpen a knife with a gun. And so in the front, says, like, you here to date my daughter, Schlink? Sir, I don't think that's how you sharpen a machete with a 38.
How we do it. He's going to sharpen the knife with the shotgun. He's just going to put the knife in a grip and just shoot it, and it's just going to sharpen.
Yeah, that knife gun we invented on a show past, he's going to get the first one and test it out.
Yep. What do you mean get the first one? I built the first fucking one. I built it for Court Weber back in the day.
And he tested it on you.
These pesky stabbings take so much out of me. If only there was a gun. Hey, Jim, get on that for me, would you? Right away, Captain. You know, but honestly, I want to raise her in a way. There's a friend of mine on Facebook named Mike, and he and I, we went to high school together, and we played football together. And
showered together.
Yes, we did. We saw each other's cocks, so... Is that what you're going
Held
for?
Them.
There is no deeper bond than when a man sees another
we're linemen.
Man's junk.
We're linemen. We were in the same huddle. We wore spandex and we sat next to each other, and there's a lot of ass loving going on. So get it all out of your system.
Ass loving.
Check it and see.
Raise a little hell. Raise a little hell.
Just a knuckle.
Raise worth. A little.
Just a knuckle's raise worth a little. Of hell. Just one knuckle in there. It's really all we need.
Just finger deep.
Your friend.
Just finger deep.
Four, if you're a teammate, guys. Team on three. One, two, three. Ow! God damn it!
Damn, that hurts good.
Can we not do the hand thing in my butt, please? One game. One fuck. We are the worst. We are the Bad News Bears of this league.
Fist my ass and tell me that you love me.
Oh god, there's a Monty Python song I quote right now, but I'm trying to stay on target.
Stay on target.
Stay on target.
So my buddy Mike.
My buddy Mike.
After high school football and everything else sort of like went its own way, he got into mixed martial arts. Eventually got out of that as well because he just was getting too old for his body to sort of keep up with the whole thing. So he found an incredible wife. They got married. They had a couple of kids, both sons. His oldest, his first name, I'm not even fucking kidding you, he named his son Danger. And his son Danger is a fucking one of the most raddest human beings. He's one of those kids where you meet them, and like, most little kids kind of wear on your patience for the most part. And it's not their fault, they're little kids. It's not their fault. But there's some little kids you mean, I cannot fucking wait to get drunk with you one time. Like, if it's maybe after middle school.
I'm going to find you at a high school party.
I don't care that you're six.
Don't care. You're going to be fucking rad as shit. And Mike's got two of these kids, and he's raising them, and like they go out, they go up to, unfortunately before his father passed away, they went to grandpa's cabin, and his dad, Mike would be cutting wood and chopping it all up, and the kids would want to help out. And he got his kids in like this workout regimen, and he interacts with them and teaches them great values and great sportsmanship. So his son found out that Mike used to be a mixed martial artist. So he's like, I want to get into that sort of thing. He's like, well, if you're going to do that, and you get the fundamentals down, go into wrestling first. And the son's like, if you say so, Dad, that's what I'm all about. So he goes through, and he becomes like a wrestling fan. Like, fucking, like at 7 or 8 years old, this kid is going to tournaments. And, like, if he's, like, taking home first place, if he loses, he's got the best sportsmanship ever. There's so many videos on his Facebook page that I've seen where Mike's there with him. He's just, like, he's giving him, like, the pointers. He's not over-pressuring him. He's not trying to, like, get him psyched and everything else. He's like, stay in your mind. Stay on target. Just take this kid to task. If you can beat him, great. If not, be graceful in defeat. And the few times where he has lost, the best sportsmanship you would ever see in another fucking, competitor. Mm-hmm. So for that, I'm just like, Mike, you should write a goddamn book. He's like, you know what? I learned this from my dad and from his dad. And it's just how they sort of like go down the way.
Yeah.
And Mike, I mean, he's not perfect in any way. He's no sinner or he's no saint. He's just like right there in the middle. And the way he's raising his two sons, it is so inspirational to me. I'm just like, dude, I'm going to lean on you for a lot of counsel when it comes to how I'm going to raise this daughter of mine. And he's like, you know what? The best thing you can do is learn to teach her. He drank a lot of paint as a kid. I'm not going to lie. Mike's a great guy. But if he makes you a peanut butter and orange paint sandwich, just eat the one side. Just leave the paint alone. But anyway, so, you know, he's like, get them involved in activities early so they make hard work part of their mindset. And success will follow after that. It may not always be there, but it will happen to you more likely if hard work is part of your whole thing. So based on that, I want to teach my daughter to be strong and self-sufficient so that when she does go on dates, I can be totally, like, I mean, there's going to be a little bit of like apprehension.
Yeah.
But know that if this guy tries anything,
she can take care of herself.
Exactly. I want a Ronda Rousey. That's what I want. More than I want double R. I want Rowdy Ronda Rousey to fucking be there for herself and be able to take herself. Well, because I'm not going to be here forever. And when I mean here, I mean Malala. And forever, I mean like the next 10 minutes because I just felt a stroke coming on the left side. But still, I want to leave her in a way where if I'm not there to protect her directly, that she can do the same for not only herself, but for those she cares about, you know, that are around her.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's going to be it's a hard way to go, but my buddy Mike has shown me the way. And I'm going to leave. I was like, I need you for counsel. He's like, call me up whenever you need. Text me, voicemail me, whatever you need. I'll always be there to help you out in that whole thing because, you know, I personally believe that the children are our future.
Oh, stop it. Just stop it right now.
Fuck you. I got two lines in that goddamn song.
I will punch you in the taint.
We should treat them well, teach them well, and, you know, let them, you know, fuck, dude. Just, okay.
I warned you.
If I come home with a black eye, Melina, well, it must have been a good podcast. Or Bryce's landlord just decided to like, clock in the grill.
Yeah.
Real quick, before we end this whole thing, your thoughts on the passing of an icon, there's two of them. First of all, there was Dusty Rhodes, tragic, and now Rowdy Roddy Piper have gone to the great squared circle in the sky. God bless you. R.I.P. both of you.
Well, I'm going to start with Dusty Rhodes because he really is kind of the godfather of wrestling that we know today.
Agreed.
He took wrestling and made it into a much bigger and more accessible form of entertainment. And Vince McMahon basically took that and built it into an empire. But without the contributions of Dusty Rhodes, not just as a wrestler, but as a businessman and having the foresight to take wrestling and make it mainstream. For that, I will forever be grateful. And I will miss Dusty Rhodes because he was a fucking classic.
Can I throw in something real quick? You're absolutely right. Because prior to that, most wrestlers were just fat guys that had some strength to them and they just beat the crap out of each other for a while. Dusty Rhodes brought personality. He brought energy.
He made
brought
it a
something
show.
That he made it entertainment for the people. And yes, he wasn't as skinny as the guy that he was fighting, but goddamn it, as soon as you heard his theme music, you were out of your seat and you were fucking cheering your ass off because here comes the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
So that being said, we really lost something major with Dusty Rhodes, but
yeah,
Piper, Rowdy Roddy Piper. The most iconic villain in wrestling. Never once was he a good guy.
That's not true. That's not true at all.
In WWE, his career was... Well, and here's the thing.
You're incorrect.
He made being a heel a good thing.
Yeah.
Because before Piper...
He was the first heel you cheered for.
Yeah, exactly.
He was the first bad guy where just like, you know what? I want to buy this guy's t-shirt. I want to have him my kids to have his action figures.
Yeah.
I want all of that shit. But he wasn't always a bad guy. When Million Dollar Man tried to get rid of Virgil, you know, when Ted DiBiase was trying to sort of, you know, just sort of, literally there was like slavery references all over. It was the 80s, by the way.
Yeah.
Back when it was before the Wildlife Federation got a hold of them with a decent lawyer. But, you know, who was the guy that was championing for Virgil to become his own guy, to become his own entity? Was Rowdy Roddy Piper. He was the one screaming, just like, don't let this motherfucker keep you down.
No,
stand
I
fuck
agree.
Up.
Yeah, that's all true. But he never stepped out of that heel persona. Piper was one of those guys that, more than anything, rode the fence of being a face and a heel.
That's where we'll agree, because I will say that he was not necessarily a baby face, which is what they call a good guy,
mm-hmm.
or a heel. He was that third option that only comes along once in a great while. And Rowdy Roddy Piper was the one guy that was that to the umpth degree. If you could put a crown on it, he owned four of them. He yep. was that guy. Down to earth. Sweet as fuck. Get me in the ring. Talk shit to me. Oh my God, I will run fucking rampage. When he... There's a video that I just posted on Facebook today. There's a video where they bring back Piper for Piper's Pit. And his first guest is Stone Cold Steve Austin. And Steve Austin comes out and he's got all his swagger and stuff. He's got his beers and shit. And Roddy's like sitting there. He's just like, yeah, I've already gone through this whole shit many times before. But by all means, let this guy sort of like run his thing. Throw his horns up or whatever. Come in the ring. Crack his beer. Drink it. And the first words out of Rowdy Piper's mouth is, welcome to the Piper's Pit. And then he just full on open hand slaps fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin in the face. Which Stone Cold just eats it. Doesn't react. Doesn't freak out. He's like, it's a pleasure to be here. And then full on face slaps Rowdy back right there in the center of the ring. And Rowdy looks him dead in the face like, you know what? I like this guy right here. And then the next scene is them cracking a beer and drinking it together. That's the kind of guy. Right, I'm getting goosebumps just talking
about
him.
Well, here's the thing, too. Without Piper and him treading that path of not a good guy, but not a bad guy, you don't get guys like Undertaker.
Yeah.
Undertaker has always ridden that line, bad guy, good guy. You never know whenever
I'd
he
say
comes out.
He's his own guy, but that's my own personal.
Anyway, but that's yeah. the thing. Without Piper, you don't get that. You don't get a guy who comes off and says, I don't have to be a heel. I don't have to be a face. I can just be my guy.
Yeah.
Now, his career, Undertaker's career is gone like... When he comes out, you don't know what you're going to get. You don't know if you're going to get like the hell-raising biker dude or you're going to get the fucking...
Bong.
Yeah. I mean...
Bong.
But he's always interesting to watch. And Piper was always interesting to watch.
His not energy just, was so infectious.
Not just his interviews, though, but he was immensely talented in the ring.
Yeah.
Like, when he stepped in the ring, you know you were going to get your money's worth.
Absolutely.
Just no matter how long that match lasted, you were going to get some of the most proficient technical wrestling ever.
Agreed. Bryce, your thoughts on Mr. RRP?
He's very sad.
Man, a few words. he's choked up with emotion, ladies and gentlemen. Just... Yeah.
I just want to, because we are running a little long here, so I'm just going to end the show with
it's
the
my
best
show,
the
bro,
the very best, and there's no other higher praise you can give for Rowdy Roddy Piper than saying we're not another podcast and we came here to kick ass and chew bubble gum
and we're all out of bubble gum.
Okay, we'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks so much, Jim.
Yes, sir.
Welcome.
I've never felt more at home. Thanks you guys for having me.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.